Hello, and welcome to Big Notes Get Votes weekly live coaching session. It is Cherie, and I am so happy to be here. I love coming here every Wednesday and sharing thoughts and ideas with you because I do love to inspire and educate singers and artists about all things singing. But today's a little bit different because today I thought I would really like to talk about creative things. So, you know, it's good maybe like once a month to take a break from the coaching around performance and voice and think about the creative process as a whole. And I think especially when you're not feeling great. Now this whole, I don't know if there's the weather because it's very warm here in Auckland, New Zealand, but I feel super sluggish and weighed down. Now, I have been looking at the creative process, looking at feminine energy, looking at all sorts of things and how they relate to the voice and the creative process for many, many years. I've been reading articles and books by people who are amazing and are geniuses in these areas. And it still takes me a second to remember these key points that I'd like to share with you today. Now, the main thing is that we look at the creative process as seasons, I think, is the best way that I've heard them described as. And it's seasons of creativity that we need to consider. And they align beautifully with the natural seasons that we have. So summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And taking a second to remember that, to allow the grace around that in the sense that we're not forcing ourselves to be producing. It's not an eternal summer, well, hopefully not with all the things that are going on, but you know, there's always a consequence. Like, if it's too hot, things get dried out, there's no rain, things don't grow. You know, if there's any issue with the balance between the seasons, we all feel it. We're very affected by it. And the creative process aligns really nicely with that. How they align with nature and with feminine energy or your menstrual cycle. And this is girls specifically, but boys, we're all humans here. And I think it's really great that we all know how we work. And how to work within those seasons, giving ourselves some grace to work well, to feel good as we're doing it. And I think that that's the most important thing because sometimes we beat ourselves up about these blocks that we call a creative block. But really, if we look at the world for inspiration, we look to nature, there are always going to be there are four seasons and they each serve a very clear purpose. And so over the years of reading and researching and reflecting upon my own process, I've come up with what I call the four C's to my creative process, my creative energy. And the cool thing about seasons when it comes to creative process is that you can be at any season for however long. So if it's like a menstrual, if you're looking at the menstrual cycle as an example, we women have roughly a 28 to 30 day cycle. And each week serves a function and a purpose. And we can either work with it, we can fight against it. But generally over time, you learn to read it, you learn to track it, and you learn to work with it. And so it's the same with the creative process. And of course, the same with nature. So it's about understanding where you're at. That's the whole key. And I saw this great quote by Austin Kleon, who's an amazing inspirational dude. He's basically just said, creative work has seasons. Part of the work is to know which season it is and act accordingly. So I just want to introduce you today to these seasons as I see them and share with you some of the insights that I've learned from other creative minds that are much more knowledgeable than mine, but it absolutely correlates. So the first thing that I really want to stress is that no matter where you are in your artistry, new artist, emerging artist, established artist, you're going to go through these seasons. Your seasons may last different lengths depending on where you are in the artist development journey, but they're still going to happen and they're going to happen all the time. So becoming aware of them and working within them is the goal, as I've mentioned. So as I said, I call mine the first C's. I got some notes here. So the first C is what I call usually collate. And now this would align with autumn. So we're going to start with autumn, but again, obviously seasons are cyclical, so they're going to go wherever they go, depending on where you're starting and what you're looking at, which time of year you're at. So if you look at autumn and certain, if we're looking at planting and growth and developing planting seeds, autumn is a great time to tend to the soil, if you will. So I call it collating, or sometimes getting clarity on what it is that I'm working on, what projects I'm working on. Now, I have this thing where it's like a 3x3x3 process that I've always looked at. You can look at it 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. And my husband and I, we've just started doing like a 30-year one. I just love threes. I think they're a great cyclical target. And what we've done is we've established basically priorities that we can work, reverse engineer backwards, and fit them into the priorities of what needs to be done right now, what needs to be done in the next few days, and so on and so forth. But when I'm in a clarity or a collate phase, I'm usually looking back at what I did, or I'm looking forward at what I want to do. So it depends where you're sitting. So clarity and collate, that's for me essentially like an autumn. It's like preparing the soil. So some days I'll do that for 3 hours. Sometimes I'll do it for 3 days. And that's how that fits into that other system, which is something that you can utilize or create based on your own energy levels. For me, I like to work in blocks of like 3 hours. It works for my schedule, but you can do it. There's no right or wrong. It's whatever works for you. The next season would be what I call consume, and I've been introduced recently to a concept of consider. So consume and consider, where you're learning lots of new things. So for example, if you are an artist, or I'll give you my exact situation, I'm constantly trying to learn more about the voice. So I will read books and I will do workshops and seminars with amazing voice scientists, and then I really need to take the time to go and just reflect on what I've learned, in the sense of consider it, give it some white space for those ideas to really sink into my brain and let them take hold. And so that would be a great, winter is a great time for that. So if you've just tended to the soil in autumn, you're going to be looking at planting the seeds in winter. And that's what I liken it to. When I'm filling my mind with voice concepts, voice science concepts, or if you're a writer, songwriter, you're listening to songs for inspiration, or a singer, you're learning about different voice styles and where those voice styles might have come from and exploring them further. So you see how it moves from autumn into winter. You're preparing the soil and then you're planting the seed. Then comes the great time. This is the third C. This is create. And this is usually aligned with spring. So blossoming, new ideas, new, you know, a rebirth or births of sorts. And that's your creativity. That's when you are taking all of the information that you've planned for and you've consumed. You basically refilled your creative cup in the winter season, and then it's going to be actualized in spring, or in what I call the create phase. Then the last season, of course, is summer. And I find that naturally, to me, I call it connect. So that's the fourth C. And that literally is the time that you're wanting to get out. If you're a musician, you're either playing a ton of gigs because there are festivals aplenty, you're getting out and watching music, you're connecting with friends and family. And it's a time to share. So whether you're releasing music or listening, consuming music, or it's just a time to connect. And the blossom, the great creativity that you've released into the world, this is the time for you to really share it, connect it with the world. So that means playing gigs, it means releasing songs. Now, obviously you can release songs all throughout the year, but this is just a really clear outline, utilizing nature as an example of these four stages of creativity, or these four seasons of creativity. Now, because I mentioned before, they can be cyclical within a 3 hour period, within a 3 week period, within a 3 day period, they're not necessarily going to align with the exact seasons of the world. But it's an analogy that you can keep in your mind to help you to understand what you're going through when you're in stages of the creative process. And I mentioned blocks. So I feel what a block is your body and your brain and your creative energy screaming out to you to refill your creative cup. It's saying, I ain't got nothing to give because I haven't been given anything. Now, please share your thoughts on this with me. If you disagree, I want to hear it. I want to hear your point of view. And that's how I look at it. And I look at it with delight because I understand that it's my brain and my creative energy's way of saying, girl, you got to slow down and you got to refill your cup. And that might be listening to music. It might be watching music documentaries. It might be going out and watching a show. It could also be something completely different to your area of creative expertise. So as a singer, that's my primary creative expertise as a vocal coach. But what I love to do is I like to listen to forensic, anything to do with forensic psychology. That's not necessarily creative, but it does give me a great insight into the mind. But it's completely different. And I need that white space. I call it white space, where I'm not at all consuming anything that's got to do with singing or creating or anything musical. You could even go within the creative realm and draw or paint. I know so many creatives that are multi-passionate like that, and it keeps their creative juices flowing without the pressure of creating in their area of expertise, so if it's music. So that's something that I find very, very helpful as a creative. So just to recap, those four seasons, autumn kind of aligns with what I call a collate or clarity season. And then I've got my consume and consider, which is a winter time. That's when you're refilling your creative cup. And then you've got create. So that would align, or you could use this an analogy of spring. It's a blossoming, it's a birthing of ideas and projects. And then you've got connect. And I align that with summer, that feeling of wanting to get amongst it, share with the world, connect with my friends and my family and my creative peers. And that's how it kind of works. And the goal is to acknowledge where you're at in the moment, to give yourself grace so that if things aren't going the way that you wanted to go, stop for a second and think, what is my body trying to tell me? What do I need here? And how can I help my creative process along by listening to my body, listening to where I'm at, which season of creativity I'm in, and offering that up to myself. There you go. So hopefully that's given you a little bit of an inspiration, or at least open your mind to consider the ways that you work and to try to align it with something that's very primal, very natural, and to work with it. If you've got any questions, please yell out, because I know this is kind of crazy and different, and you might have even heard of it before. Have you heard of it? How do you look at it? Let me know by sharing in the comment section, and I would love to start a conversation about this, because I do feel that it's great to have a coach who's in your corner, but then you need some inspiration. You need a cheerleader going, you could do this. And I love sharing tons of quotes. So if you're following me on Instagram, Facebook, you will see a ton of quotes shared. Pretty much I share about 3 or 4 times a week quotes because I just love them. And it does help to remind me of where I am in the creative process, the fact that I'm a contributor and that I need to keep consistent with turning up and just, yeah, contributing to the whole creative process. And I hope that that's what you take away from today. Keep contributing, keep creative, and look and acknowledge your creative process and work with it so that you can keep contributing and that you can keep feeling good about your creative journey on the way. Have an amazing day, and I will see you again really soon.